This is Sunshine and Daisies, a DCU's Batman Comics Verse fanfic, written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for Big Brother Jason Todd, Bat Family, Slice of Life. Tim's fingers are digging into his forearm, and he swears that it's like... Jason stares at Tim's face, and Tim looks like... You know those YouTube videos of kids who are playing in the rain or snow for the first time? Deaf babies with new hearing implants hearing their mom's voices? Long-lost siblings reuniting and all that shit? Tim makes a sound that makes Jason feel very concerned. Because it's a whole lot like baby kittens dying, and Jason doesn't ever want to hear anyone he knows making that kind of sound. One, because it's going to ruin his reputation if he hangs around people who make dying baby animal sounds, and two, because it's concerning and appeals to Jason's sense of morality. Jason stares, and Tim is staring at Bruce. And Bruce, slowly winding down from a burst of laughter. Oh my god. Jace, do it again, Tim whispers. And Jason just stares because... Do what? Tim isn't even blinking. And Jason knows Tim can go ages without blinking because he's actually a reptile, but it's still a little disturbing. Make him laugh! Tim whispers. And Jason's fairly sure that he's going to have bruises by the time Tim remembers that Jason isn't a stress ball. Do it again! What? Why? Tim makes another dying animal sound, this one closer to a dying duck than a kitten, and Jason wants to know how the fuck he knows these sounds. And the only thing Jason can think of is that Tim's never seen Bruce laugh before. Which is 50 kinds of ridiculous, because Bruce is a dork, and he laughs all the time. And Tim's plenty amusing enough, especially when he's doing his impression of a drunk scarecrow in the mornings when he's trying to figure out who is the closest source of body heat and caffeine, with bedhead that makes his head look 3 times larger than it really is. And Bruce is kind of a person made to laugh. His face does this thing where his eyes crinkle up, and Bruce laughing is actually kind of amazing. Because reasons. But Tim not seeing Bruce laugh is kind of explaining why Tim's doing an impression of Jack Skellington discovering Christmastown. If Tim's eyes get any wider, Jason's pretty sure they're going to actually fall out of his face. Gross. And Jason, because Tim's his little brother, and as a big brother, he wants to see his younger siblings happy unless he's the one tormenting them, makes Bruce laugh. Tim makes soft baby lamb noises, and Jason thinks he's going to have a talk with someone over the fact that Red Robin, terror to international assassin organizations, brained the Teen Titans and Justice League, persistent asshole who hunted Batman through the time stream, and tenacious son of a bitch who breaks international fraud rings for shits and giggles, is reduced to making soft cooing and squeaking noises when Bruce Wayne shows happiness. Again, Tim hisses. And Jason doesn't think that he's ever going to get tired of watching Bruce laugh. And Jason isn't ever going to get tired of doing that for him. This is the 40th time, Jason says. Just to point that out, I'm not complaining or anything. I know, it's not sinking in. Bruce and laughter just... Tim waves his hand. It's not computing. I think I'm in shock. Or drugged. All right. I'm just saying, it's not that weird. It's like watching a dog walk on two legs. It's like having evidence that pigs can fly and that there are snowballs that are happily existing in hell. It's like It's like having empirical proof that oranges prevent the common cold. It's like a hallucination. But maybe it isn't. And maybe I need a blood panel. I'm starting to get concerned, Jason says, but goes off to make Bruce laugh anyway. He hears Tim yell out, Dick, get me a drug test. I need a drug test. I need one like yesterday. Again, Tim says, tugging at Jason's sleeve. At this point, Jason kind of feels like Tim's 3 and he's 7 and Tim's asking for upsies or some shit like that. He's pretty sure Tim is still in shock. And Tim's yet to show any sort of declining fascination with Bruce showing amusement. Tim's halfway hiding behind him, as if he thinks that somehow being next to him like a normal person is going to make Bruce not laugh. And who knows, the kid's got enough self-image issues to write a fucking franchise worth of material. Bruce laughs, though he looks puzzled. Jason? Yeah? Why do you keep making me laugh? Because you're a miserable bastard, Jason replies, even when Tim punches him in the back. And because you being a miserable bastard makes this one. Jason jerks his head in Tim's direction. Bruce looks puzzled, and Jason doesn't need to turn around to know that Tim's bolted like the ninja he is. An even more miserable bastard. You know what, Pete? Why don't you tell me why it looks like Little Red seeing the sun for the first time whenever you look happy? Bruce blinks. Have you ever laughed in front of him before? And I mean, in a non-Brucey, non-Batman way. Bruce pauses, and he thinks. He has to fucking think on it, and there is that fucking guilty look. Jason doesn't pinch the bridge of his nose, because only old, responsible, mature people do that. Like Tim. And Jason is a fucking fresh daisy. You're such an asshole. Jesus. There was one time, Bruce says. Yeah, one time. Like, that makes it better. So Tim's only seeing the light for the second time. Jeez. He was... Bruce makes a face. Like a sneezing badger. Please tell me that's not the face you use around Tim when you're suppressing laughter. Tim probably thinks Bruce hates him or some bullshit like that. Tim's a very curious young man, Bruce says instead. Perplexing and baffling. He was swimming and he's very small. Is this the reason why Tim measures his height obsessively? Please don't tell me you told that to him to his face. He was swimming laps, and you realize that Tim was much smaller when he first became Robin, don't you? Jason wrinkles his nose, but yeah. And I just... He was so small, and I couldn't help but be worried. I don't remember either you or Dick ever being that small. That thin. He noticed me staring, and he... Bruce pauses. He stopped swimming and got out of the pool. He smiled and flexed. And asked me if I was enjoying the gun show. Jason snorts, and Bruce's lips curve upwards. It was the most contrary thing I've ever seen in my life. I couldn't help laughing. I'm fairly sure he must have thought I lost my mind. Knowing Tim, he probably thought he broke Batman. Then Dick came and was confused as to why I was laughing. Tim told him, and he also burst out laughing. Tim was very confused. And that was early on, Jason says. And there were probably times after that when Tim made Bruce laugh or smile, but Tim probably never saw it, because Bruce is a poker-faced asshole like that sometimes. Do I need to fucking gas you? Bruce blinks. Jason jabs a finger at him. From now on, you aren't allowed to be pathetic. What? You are going to be the happiest Batman there ever fucking was, so help me, Superman. Prepare to fucking smile, you dickhole. The end.